Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries broadcast with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. So I want to thank you once again for calling in. And I'd like to thank Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield with Turn on the Light Ministries broadcast for allowing me to come before you each week. Their broadcast comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Turn on the Light broadcast every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. Their senior pastor is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and their lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. Their services are held every Sunday at 10:45 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday at noon and 7 p.m. So I want to thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Is that your confession tonight? My hallelujah belongs to you, God. You deserve it. You deserve it, God. Hallelujah. All of the glory belongs to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Well, I want to thank you once again for calling in. And I'd like to say a happy Thanksgiving. Happy, joyous, grateful, loving, blessed Thanksgiving to all of you. Hope you're having a wonderful time. Hope all of the food came out great. I'm looking forward to eating. I haven't eaten yet. Been preparing. My wife and I cooked earlier. Then I got into studying the word for tonight. So we're looking forward to breaking bread in the morning. In a minute, in a minute, not in the morning, in a minute. Well, let's get into the word. We're going to be coming to you out of Psalms, the 100th chapter, Psalms 100, verses 4 and 5. Psalms, the 100th chapter, verses 4 and 5. I'm going to read to you out of the King James Version and the Amplified Bible. And it reads, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, the Amplified Version says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and the thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. The title for the message tonight is The Password into His Presence. The Password into His Presence. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Thank you for the many blessings, Father, that you've given us throughout this past year. And Father, we thank you even now for what you have in store for us, God. We believe in God We're expecting. We're even anticipating, Father, everything that you have in store for us. We thank you and we praise you now, God, just for who you are. All sufficient, all knowing, ever present, all seeing, the true and the living God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. The password into his presence. So what's the password? Definition of password is something that enables one to pass or gain admission as a spoken word or phrase required to pass by a guard. Something that enables one to pass or gain admission as a spoken word or phrase required to pass by a guard. Watchword. Watchword, that's another definition for password. And I had to look up watchword. And that's a word or phrase used as a sign of recognition among members of the same society, class, a group, a word or motto that embodies a principle or guide to action of an individual or group. Slogan. That's what a watchword is, slogan. It's interesting, the definition of slogan. One is a war cry, especially of a Scottish clan. A war cry, especially of a Scottish clan. Another definition of slogan is a word or phrase used to express a characteristic position or stand or a goal to be achieved. A word or phrase used to express a characteristic position or stand or a goal to be achieved. It's also a brief attention. A brief attention-getting phrase used in advertising or promotion. That's interesting. A brief attention-getting phrase used in advertising or promotion. So a password can be a word or a phrase. An attention-getting phrase. That's what's sticking out to me. To get someone's attention. Now let's look at the word gate. Gate. An opening in a wall or fence. A movable barrier, an area as at a railroad station or an airport for departure or arrival. But these next two I want to talk about referring to gate. It says a means of entrance or exit. A means of entrance or exit. And the last one is a way, a path, a method, and a style. A way, a path, a method, and a style. It says a means of entrance or exit. Let's turn to St. John 14 chapter right quick. St. John 14. Starting at verse 1. Talking about a means of entrance, a way, a path, a method, or a style. St. John 14:1. And it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." This is Jesus talking to his disciples. It says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Glory to God. So that gate being a means of entrance, a way, a path, a method, a style, Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the gate. I am the entrance." Hallelujah. Now let's go to St. John, the 8th chapter. Turn back a few chapters. John 8, verse 31. 8:31. And it reads, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth shall make you free. Now, Jesus just said that he is the truth. So he's saying that you shall know me, and I will make you free. So right here, Jesus is saying, first of all, get to know who I am. And once you know who I am, then the understanding comes. That's why I love the passage, say Matthew 11, chapter 28 through 30. It's my favorite verse because that's the passage that I was saved on. Jesus, he told him, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And the next verse says, "Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." So that's the type of lifestyle that we should live. A lifestyle of meekness, a lifestyle of being humble. And meekness is not weakness. A lot of people misunderstand that. Meekness is being in a place where You don't have to react to everything. That's a place of maturity. Walking in the ways of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? So let's look at the word court. Court. The residence or establishment of a sovereign or similar dignitary. The residence or establishment of a sovereign or similar dignitary. A manor house or large building surrounded by usually enclosed grounds. Said a manor house. That was my first time hearing that. Manor, M-A-N-O-R, manor house. And a manor house is the house of the Lord of a manor. The house or hall of an estate, a mansion. And this is interesting. It says a tract of land in North America occupied by tenants who pay a fixed rent in money or kind to the proprietor. A tract of land in North America occupied by tenants who pay a fixed rent in money or kind to a proprietor. That's what a manor is. So let's go to Psalm, the 34th chapter. Psalm 34. The password into his presence. The password into his presence. Psalm 34, and I'm going to read that in the New Living Translation. Psalm 34 and 1 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. This is David speaking. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. This is the passage that in the King James Version, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But I like this particular version because it says that he will praise the Lord at all times. And he will constantly speak his praises. Now, the Message translation, it says, I bless God every chance I get. Hallelujah. I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. Glory. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. Glory to God. He says, if things aren't going well, don't murmur and complain. Don't pout. He says, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news. together, let's get the word out. Together, let's get the word out. That's what we're here for. We're here to spread the news of the word, the gospel, amen? Now, we are required to give God two things. We're required to give God two things. And what are those things? Let's go to Psalms 100 chapter, back to 100. And this time, I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Psalms 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. So we're required to give God two things. Number one, the first thing is thanks. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Then it says, give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Well, what's thanks? Thanks is kindly or grateful thoughts. Gratitude, a state of being grateful or thankful. An expression of gratitude often used in an utterance containing no verb and serving as a courteous and somewhat informal expression of gratitude. Says an expression of gratitude often used in an utterance containing no verb and serving as a courteous and somewhat informal expression of gratitude. You're awesome, God. You're mighty. You're magnificent. You're marvelous. Hallelujah. Doesn't need a verb to describe him, because he is that he is. So number one is thanks. We're required to give thanks to God. Number two is praise. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. And number two is give praise to him, says praise his name. So we're to give thanks and give praise. Praise is to express a favorable judgment of, commend, to entrust for care or preservation, to recommend as worthy of confidence or notice, to commend or serve as a commendation of something, compliment. That's what praise is, compliment. You're excellent in all your ways, God. There's nobody like you. You're the true and the living God. You're more than enough, God. You're the great I am. You're God all by yourself. Hallelujah. just complimented him. I feel his presence. Glory to God. So, what's the password? What's the password? The password into his presence. We're going to stay in Psalm 100 chapter, but we're going to read it in the Message translation. Listen to this carefully. Verse 4 says, enter with the password. Thank you. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourselves a home talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. So that's the password. The password is thank you. Glory to God. That's what gets us into his presence. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for delivering me. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Thank you, Father, for changing me. Thank you, Father, for keeping me. Thank you, Father, for always being there, God. Thank you, Father, for never leaving me nor forsaking me, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's the password into his presence. Glory to God. Now let's go to Hebrews. No, let's go to St. John. St. John, the fourth chapter. St. John, fourth chapter, 19th verse. St. John 14, starting at the 19th verse. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. St. John 14, starting at 19. And it says, no, St. John, the fourth chapter. I'm sorry. Because that wasn't it. That's a good one, though. St. John, the fourth chapter. Starting at the 19th verse. All this word is good. Verse 19 says, the woman said to him, sir, I see and understand that you are a prophet. Now, this is the woman at the well. Jesus is having a conversation with her. And what she would do, she would go to the well and offer men something to drink. So this particular day, Jesus threw a curve on her. He asked her to drink. He asked her for something to drink. And she was like, you shouldn't be talking to me because I'm a Samaritan. But as the conversation went on, Jesus asked her, where was her husband? Where's your husband? And she said, I don't have one. And he said, that's true. And the one that you're with now is not yours. So after he said that, this word, it starts off in verse 19, says, the woman said to him, sir, I see and understand that you are a prophet. Our forefathers worshiped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where it is necessary and proper to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither merely in this mountain nor merely in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not know what you are worshiping. You worship what you do not comprehend. We do know what we are worshiping. We worship what we have knowledge of and understanding. For after all, salvation comes from among the Jews. A time will come, however, indeed it is already here, when the true, genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, reality. For the Father is seeking just such people as these as his worshipers. Verse 24 says, God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, reality. So Jesus was explaining to him, you Samaritans, y'all worship something that y'all don't even know about. False gods, false idols, dead gods. Nothing but an image or a name. But he said, we know and understand who we worship, because the God that we worship gave us salvation. Hallelujah. That's a reason to praise him right there. But he said, my Father is looking for a worshiper that will worship him in spirit and in truth, in reality. So whatever situation you're in, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, still, because of who he is, we should worship him. And not only that, but because he gave us salvation. He gave us Jesus. That's why we should worship him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what I'm going through. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And the way we praise him is by giving him thanks. Hallelujah. That's how we enter into his presence. By showing gratitude. By being thankful. So that's what this day represents, a day of thanksgiving, to remind us of who God is, to remind us of what he did for us. To remind us of where he brought us from. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're new creatures in Christ. Hallelujah. We don't do the things we used to do. We don't say the things we used to say. We don't go to the places we used to go to. And you know what? I don't miss them. Because of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, I went to those places because I was weak. But the joy of the Lord is my strength now. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for your joy, God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your presence, Father. You're awesome. You're mighty. Thank you, Lord. The password into his presence. Thank you. That's all it takes. Is thank you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes the message for this week. Hope you were blessed. Love you. See you next week. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.